preaching.
哦，我相信我们都能够在他的见他的分享中得到很多。
Okay, let's welcome Pastor Kevin.
Thank you. So I know a little bit of Chinese.
我知道一点点中文。
My wife is Chinese.
啊，他的太太是中国人。
I was born in Berkeley, California.
啊，他是生在加州的伯克莱。
My parents were born in San Francisco, California.
啊，他的父母呢是生在三藩市。
My grandparents were born in Fresno, California.
啊，他的祖父母呢是生在啊南边一点的 Fresno。
So I was very excited to come to ABC Church.
我今天很兴奋能够来到这个 ABC 的教会。
So thank you for inviting me, Pastor.
啊，谢谢你们邀请我来。
I really appreciate being here today.
我很感谢我今天能来到这里。
It is great to sing the Christmas songs, as you said.
就像我们牧师讲的，很高兴能够一起唱圣诞的歌。
Because this is a very important season for us believers.
啊，这是对我们信主来讲非常重要的一个季节。
This is Christmas time.
这是啊圣诞节。
It is when our Savior was born.
啊，是我们的救世主降生的时候。
But when you think about Christmas and when Jesus was born,
当你想到圣诞节，耶稣的降生，
it is clear that when Jesus was born, many people's plans were changed.
非常清楚的，当耶稣的降生，很多人人生的规划因此而改变。
King Herod wanted to be king.
希律王想要当王。
He did not want someone else to be king.
他不要其他人来当王。
The shepherds wanted to have a good night's sleep.
牧羊人想要有
They were not ready for angels to come and sing to them.
他们没有想到天使会来降生，在那边唱歌。
The Jewish religious leaders wanted a Messiah.
宗教领袖呢，在等待他们的救世主。
They wanted someone who would overthrow the Roman government.
他们希望有一个人能够把罗马政府推翻。
But Jesus came saying, "Turn the other cheek."
但是主耶稣来却说，别人打你这边，右脸也过去给他打。
And Jesus said, "Love your enemies."
耶稣说，爱你的敌人。
And Jesus said, "Forgive those who hate you."
耶稣说，原谅那些得罪你的人。
So what Jesus introduced was very different than what the religious leaders wanted to hear.
当耶稣来的时候，他所传讲的跟宗教领袖所要知道的是非常的不一样。
So Jesus changed many people's plans.
所以耶稣的降生改变了很多人人生的计划。
But most importantly, he changed Mary and Joseph's plans.
但最重要的是他改变了玛利亚跟约瑟的生命。
Mary and Joseph wanted to be married.
他们两位想要结婚。
But an angel appeared to Mary.
但是天使向玛利亚显现。
And the angel told Mary three things.
天使跟玛利亚讲三件事。
First, you're going to be pregnant before your wedding day.
第一，你要未婚生子，在你的婚礼之前。
Secondly, the father will not be Joseph.
第二，你孩子的父亲不是约瑟。
And third, you will give birth to God's son.
第三，你会生下神的儿子。
That really changed Mary's plans.
那真的改变了玛利亚的计划。
Has God ever changed your plans?
神有改变过你的计划吗？
Now we know that sometimes bad things happen in our lives.
我们知道有些事情啊，坏事在我们身上或在我们生命中发生。
But we know that God is love.
但是我们知道神是爱。
And that God is not the author of evil.
我们知道神不是啊邪恶的创造者。
But sometimes God will change our plans.
但是有时候神会改变我们人生的计划。
And when God changes our plans,
当神改变我们计划的时候，
we have to remember three things.
我们要记得三件事情。
The first thing is that he wants to get our attention.
第一件事，他要引起我们的注意力。
The second thing is that he has a better plan.
第二件事情是他有更好的计划。
The third thing is that he wants you to trust him.
第三件事情是他要你信靠他。
You see, God does not just change your plans just to change your plans.
神不会因为改变你的计划而改变。
He has a reason to change your plans.
他一定有理由的。
He has a purpose to change your plans.
他也有目的的。
He has something bigger, better, and far more reaching than your plans.
他有更大、更难、更丰收的计划要给你。
And as he's changing your plans, he wants you to trust him.
当他在改变你计划的时候, 他要你信靠他。
Because this is a God of love.
因为神就是爱。
So I know my plans have been changed this year.
我知道我自己的计划今年就被改变了。What
I thought I would be doing this year is not what I'm doing right now.
我以为我不是做我现在在做的事情。I
began the year as the lead pastor of Fremont Community Church.
在今年初呢,我是一个主任牧师在Fremont Community Church.
My term ended and on June 30th.
结束应该是在6月31号。
So now I am wondering what God has for me next.
现在他在想,神有对我有什么计划呢?
And if you know when God changes your plans, it is uncomfortable.
你知道当神改变你的计划的时候,并不是很舒服。
I know since 2007, many people have lost their jobs.
我知道自从2007年以来,很多人失去了他们的工作。
Many people have lost their homes.
很多人失去了他们的房子。
Many people have lost their loved ones.
很多人失去他们亲爱的人。
Sometimes your plans will change.
有时候你的计划会被改变。
But through it all, we have to remember
但是经过这些,我们需要记住
that God has a better plan for us.
我们要知道神有更好的计划要给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the next slide. I want to look at Proverbs 16:25.
在箴言16章25节。
God wants to get our attention.
神要我们引起我们的注意力。
Because there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death.
因为有一条路人以为是正路。
So we think we're headed in a good path.
我们以为我们正朝着对的方向在走。
But God knows that it is towards destruction.
但神知道这却是一条毁灭的道路。
And because of that, he has to get our attention to change our path.
因为这样子神要引起我们的注意力,然后改变我们的方向。
Based upon Proverbs 16:25, I come up with Kevin's conclusion.
藉由这段经文呢,我也有我自己的结论。There
is a way that appears to be wrong, but in the end, it leads to life.
有一条路,人以为是错的,但是到最后却是引向生命之道。And
in order for us to change our direction,
当我们要改变我们的方向,
God has to get our attention.
神需要引起我们的注意力。So
you think about Mary and Joseph, their plan was to get married.
当你想到约瑟跟玛利亚,他们的计划是要结婚。
But God needed to change their minds, get their attention.
但是神要引起他们的注意力,改变他们的想法。
So he sent an angel to tell them so.
所以他派了一位天使来告诉他们这些信息。
In Scripture, we find many instances of God getting people's attention.
在圣经的经文里面,我们找得到很多
From the top of my head, I can think of three.
在我头脑里可以想到的,我可以想到三件事。
Moses in the burning bush.
摩西跟燃烧的荆棘。
The Samaritan woman at the well.
撒玛利亚井边的女人。
And the Apostle Paul and the blinding light.
使徒保罗跟他的失明。
Are you familiar with these stories?
你们清楚这些故事吗?
Moses and the burning bush, Moses was on a path. Remember, he had killed an Egyptian. He wanted to free the slaves, but he killed an Egyptian.
摩西跟这个燃烧的荆棘的故事是这样。他想要救他希伯来的弟兄,但是他杀了一个埃及人。
Moses' plan was to kill everybody.
摩西的计划是去杀每一个人。
But God had a different plan.
可是神有不同的计划。
And so God had Moses go out into the wilderness.
所以神呢,就将摩西带到旷野,
for 40 years.
40年之久,
and when he was 80 years old,
当他是80岁的高龄,
I'm not 80, are you?
这里有人是80岁吗?
There you go. there is still time.
你还有很多美好的时光。
But God sent, put up a burning bush on the hill.
但神呢，在山坡上就放了一个燃烧的荆棘。
Moses was busy taking care of sheep.
摩西照顾羊，非常的忙碌。
His plan was to raise his family and remain taking care of sheep.
他的工作，他的计划就是把孩子养大，照顾他的羊群。
But God had a different plan.
但是神有不同的计划。
So he sent the burning bush to get Moses' attention.
所以呢，他要有这个荆棘的燃烧的荆棘，让摩西引起摩西的注意。
The Samaritan woman at the well was only wanted to get water.
撒玛利亚井边的女人只是要去取水。
Her plan was just to get water to drink.
她的计划很简单，只是要去取水喝水。
But God had a different plan.
但是神有不同的计划。
Jesus was at the well.
耶稣就在那井边。
And Jesus started talking to her.
耶稣开始跟她说话。
And through that conversation, the Samaritan woman received faith.
借由耶稣跟她的谈话，这个撒玛利亚女人就得到信心。
And not just her, the woman, but also her whole village.
不只是她，更造福了整个村落的人。
The Samaritan woman's plan was to receive water.
撒玛利亚的女人只是要喝水。
Instead, Jesus gave her living water for the whole village.
但是呢，神的计划是给她这个永远的活水，给她的全村的人。
The Apostle Paul was trying to kill Christians.
使徒保罗是要杀基督徒。
He was on his way to Damascus to kill more Christians.
他的计划呢，要去杀更多的基督徒。
But God had other plans.
但是神有不同的计划。
And God sent a blinding light.
神送下很强烈的光。
And it threw Paul onto the ground and blinded him.
把保罗整个都击倒在地上，整个都失明了。
Eventually, God healed Paul and used him to reach millions of people with the gospel.
但是最后，神医治了他，也借由他将福音传给百万千万的人。
How about your plans?
你的计划是什么呢？
Are your plans, is God trying to get your attention?
你的计划是什么？神有在引起你的注意力吗？
Has God changed your plans?
神有没有改变你的计划？
Let's go to the next. You know, I remember I have a growing up, I have this plan.
我记得在我成长的过程，我有这个计划。
It's a good plan.
是一个好的计划。
My parents taught me.
我的父母教我的。
Study hard to get good grades.
好好读书，得到好成绩。
Get good grades to get into a good college.
好成绩，申请好学校。
Get into a good college to get a good degree.
进入好的学校，能够有好的学科，你的专长毕业。
Get a good degree so I can get a good job.
当你有好的学历跟文凭，你可以找到好的工作。
Get a good job so I can make good money.
得到好的工作，可以有好的薪水。
Make good money, get married, have children, and live happily ever after.
有工作，有娶老婆，有小孩，永远快乐。
That was my plan.
这是我以前的计划。
But sometime between getting married and having children, God changed my plan.
但是在我结婚跟有小孩中间，神插手介入我的计划。
I had a lot of stress in my work.
我的工作上有很多的压力。
And that stress made me get sick.
让我承受压力到让我的身体生病了。
And I had to have surgery.
我需要动手术。
And I realized I needed to change my life.
And 我觉悟了，我应该要改变我的生命。
And because of that time, I became a pastor.
就是在那段时间，我成为了牧师。
Has God changed your plans?
神有改变你的计划吗？
Jeremiah 29:11 says this.
耶利米书29章11节这样说。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
耶和华说，我知道我对你的所怀的意念是赐平安的意念， 不是降灾的意念，是让你末后有指望。
You see, God has a better plan.
看得到神有更好的,
he wants to get our attention because he has a better plan.
他要引起我们的注意力,
so he gets our attention in order to change our plans so we can follow his plan.
因为他有这么好的计划,所以他要引起我们的注意,
now you have to remember that God's plan is different than your plan.
你要明白神的计划跟我们是不一样的。
In fact, God's plan is always bigger, harder, and is more more rewarding than your plan.
哦，你要记得神的计划永远是更大、更难、更丰收。
So God's plan is always bigger than your plan.
哦，神的计划永远是大过我们的计划。
Our plans. We focus on ourselves.
我们的计划通常是专注在我们自己身上。
God's plan is always to focus on the world.
神的计划永远是专注在这全世界上。
It's always bigger.
永远比我们大。
But because it's focused on the world, it's always harder.
因为是专注在全世界上，所以是更难的。
There are more people and forces against you.
有更多的人，更多的力量来阻挡你。
But even though it's bigger and harder, it is more rewarding.
所以因为是更大更难，所以有更多的奖赏跟丰收。
Because it brings about a change or make a difference in the world.
会带来改变，会带来更新。
Mary and Joseph wanted to get married, to have children, and to live a quiet life.
约瑟跟玛利亚，他们想要结婚，想要生子。
It was not easy for Mary to believe that God was going to use her to give birth to God's son.
对玛利亚来讲，是很难相信，也很难信服，说神要使用她来为使耶稣能够降生到这个世界上来。
Mary and Joseph must have asked, "Why do we have to do this?"
他们两个夫妻一定会这样问，为什么是我们？我们为什么要这样做呢？
I can only imagine what Joseph was thinking.
我只能想象当初约瑟是怎么样想的。
I am married to my wife Pauline.
当我跟我的妻子Pauline结婚的时候。
If before my wedding day, Pauline came up to me and said, "I'm pregnant. And you're not the father, and the baby is God." It would be very hard to believe.
在我结婚之前，我的太太Pauline来告诉我说：“啊，我已经怀孕了，而且呢，你不是孩子的爸，而且我要生的是一位神。我不知道我当时的反应会是怎么样。”But
that is why an angel had to come to Joseph.
这就是为什么呢？天使要向约瑟显现。And
to tell him it's okay.
告诉他们，没有关系的，会没事的。God's
plan is bigger, harder, but more rewarding.
神的计划是更大、更难、更丰收。
It's difficult for us to understand how it can be better, God's plan than our plan.
我们很难理解为什么神的计划会比我们的好。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says this.
哥林多前书2章9节这样说。
What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him.
哥林多前书2章9节这样说,神为爱他人所准备的,是眼睛未曾看过,耳朵未曾听过,人心也未曾想到的。
So God's plan is so much better than ours that we cannot even imagine it.
So 神对我们的计划是更大, 更困难的是我们想都没有办法想象到的。
The English for this is no human mind has conceived.
英文是这样讲, 没有一个人的心是曾经想过的。
In Greek language, it says no heart of man has entered. Try that.
在英文是讲说没有人可以有曾经想过的 但是在希腊文是说人的心都没有想过。
So your heart can't even, it hasn't even come into your heart what God's plan is.
没有一个人类心里有想过神要给我们多美的一个东西。
Because God's plan is so big, we do not believe it.
神的计划是这么样的庞大，这么样的巨大，我们没有办法去相信，去想象。
What God can do through you, we struggle to believe.
神可以借我们所做的事情，我们很难相信。
So we have to open up our hearts.To be able to receive God's plan.
So we need to open our hearts to think, to accept what God has for us.
One way to understand God's plan for us is to look at how He created us.
One way to understand God's plan for us is to look at how He created us.
Psalm 139:13 to 17 says this.
箴言139章13到17节这样说
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我，我要称谢你因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心生知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，我的眼早，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
When God created you, He already saw your whole life.
当神创造你的时候，他已经把你这一生都看遍。
But that means that God created you to live that life.
那表示神创造你的时候，神就让你活着这样的生命。
Which means that how God created you, you are prepared to live the life He wants for you.
所以当神创造你的时候，他已经在预备你，帮活着他所设定的这个计划。
Even though your mind cannot imagine God's plan,
虽然你的脑袋还没有办法想象神的计划
God has already prepared you, created you to live out His plan.
神已经在预备你，训练你来活着他为你所预定的计划。
So the barrier to living out God's plan is not your ability. The problem is, the barrier is your faith.
阻挡我们活出神的生命不是我们的能力，而是我们的信心。
I believe it is easier to trust God with my death than to trust God with my life.
我觉得将我的死亡交托给神比把我的生命交托给神更容易。
I can only imagine what I can see.
我只能想象我所看到的。
And what I can see, I can then imagine the possibility.
当我看见了，我就能够想象一些可能性。
But God comes from the other direction.
但是神是从不同的方向来看这些事情。
God already sees the possibility.
神已经看到所有的可能性。
He does not need to be convinced.
他不需要被说服。
But I need to be convinced.
但是我需要被说服。
Because I start with this.
因为我是。
With me.
Okay, 因为我是这样开始。
I think of it like a rock.
我可以想说石头。
In the rock, there could be iron.
在石头里面呢，有钢铁。
In order to get the iron out of the rock, we need pressure and heat.
当我们要从钢铁从石头取出的时候，我们需要压力，我们需要热力。
And I think that's pretty good, getting iron out of the rock.
我觉得这蛮好的，能够从石头里取出钢铁。
Just like I think with my life, I think it's pretty good. I have faith.
就像我自己的生命，我觉得蛮好的，我有信心。
I can do good things.
我可以做好事情。
I've moved from being a rock to being iron.
我可以从石头变成钢铁。
But God says, I have a bigger plan.
但神说，我有更大的计划。
What God does is He takes your iron, your iron, your iron, your iron, and He builds a bridge.
神的计划是这样，将我们每个生命中的钢铁凑在一起，盖一座大桥。
By bringing all of us together, He creates something even bigger.
他帮我们放在一起，他创造一个更大、更好的计划。
You might be only imagining that God is trying to pull iron out of you.
你只能想象神要从石头里抽出钢铁。But
God is trying to build a bridge with you.
但是神要跟你一起来造这条铁桥。Your
mind cannot imagine what God has for you.
你的头脑没有办法想象神的计划。When
God changes our plans,
当神改变我们计划的时候,
we have this type of reaction.
我们通常会有这样的反应。
The first reaction we have is we hear God's plan.
第一个反应是我们听见神的计划。
We hear God's plan and we get excited.
我们听见神的计划，我们会很兴奋。
We're very excited until we think and then we get scared.
我们非常兴奋，但是我们开始想象，我们就开始害怕。
We begin to wonder, I can't do that.
我们开始在想象。 我没有办法做到这些。
How can God use me to do that?
神怎么可以使用我去做这些事情呢?
What if I fail?
如果我失败了呢?
What if something goes wrong?
如果有些事情出问题呢?
And then out of our fear, we start using logic.
当我们害怕的时候，我们就开始用理性在想象分析。
We think that God's way is not the best way.
我们就在想神的计划不是最好的。We
think of other ways to do it.
我们就会找其他的方法来做。We
think of the ways that we can work hard to make it happen.
我们就会想我要怎样努力能够来达成。We
use logic to solve what God, we use logic to do God's plan.
我们用理性分析去做神的事情。And
then we start wondering, maybe it wasn't God's plan.
所以我们就开始怀疑，应该不是神的计划吧。We
have doubt.
我们会开始产生怀疑。And
we wonder if maybe it was Satan who gave me this idea.
我们就开始想，应该是撒旦魔给我这个想法。But
this is where we can catch the lie.
这是我们能够抓出谎言的地方。Because
God's plan always wants to help people.
因为神的计划永远是要帮助别人。And
if God's plan is calling you to help people, Satan would not ever do that.
如果神的计划是要你去帮助别人，相反的，撒旦的计划绝对不会要你去帮助别人。Satan
is a thief.
魔鬼撒旦是一个贼。Satan
destroys.
他是一个毁坏者。And
Satan kills.
他是杀害者。God's
plan always is life.
神的计划是有生命的。So
when we have doubt that it is God's plan, we think about what is the plan trying to accomplish.
当我们在怀疑这个计划是不是神来的，我们就要想想看，这个计划所带来的结果是不是跟神的吻合。And
that's where we have faith again.
我们就会因此而有信心。Because
we realize this is what God wants, not what Satan wants.
我们会知道，认为这是神要的，不是魔鬼要的。And
God has called us to have faith.
神叫我们要有信心。So
with faith, God is calling us to trust Him.
神要我们信靠他。Hebrews
11:6 says this.
希伯来书11:6节这样说。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到人到神的面前，必须相信有神，且相信神赏赐寻求他的人。
So you need faith to do two things.
你需要信心去做两件事情。
First, for you to believe that God is real.
第一，你需要有信心去相信神是真的。
But second, to believe that God will reward you.
第二，相信神会赏赐你。
I grew up doing work with my hands.
我从小长大就是用手去做事情。
I've learned that if I work hard, I can be successful.
我学会，我如果努力，用我的双手去努力，我能够成功。
So a lot of my faith is in myself.
所以我很多信心是来自我自己。
But God is saying, I can. He rewards people with who have faith.
但是神说，他会奖赏那些信靠他的人。
So if we pursue God's plan, He will reward us.
所以当我们追求神的计划，神会奖赏我们。
That's hard for me to accept.
对我来讲，这是很难接受的一个观念。
Because I'm used to working for my reward.
因为我很习惯去用我的双手凭劳力去得到奖赏。
But God says, have faith.
但是神说你要有信心。
Have faith that He will reward you.
你要相信我会赏赐你。
I see this beautiful building.
我看到这个这么漂亮的建筑物。
I hear there was a lot of faith to get this building.
我也听到说这是从很多信心而得来的一个建筑物。
None of us could have worked to make this building come in a miraculous way.
我们任何人都没有办法因为工作或因为我们的双手能得到这个漂亮的建筑物。
The building came because of faith.
这个建筑物是因为信心而来的。
The building came because it was God's plan.
这个建筑物来的原因是因为神的计划。
And God's plan is different than our plan.
神的计划是大过好过我们的计划。
Romans 8:28 says this.
罗马书8:28节这样说,
and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意而招的人。
This can be difficult to accept when things go wrong.
这个观念很难接受，当事情不顺利的时候。
Some of you may have had things go wrong this year.
我们当中有一些人可能今年有很多东西不顺利。
And it's hard to see how God's plan is working.
很难看清楚神的计划。
But when things go wrong, we have to remember this.
当事情不顺利的时候，我们要记得这件事情。
That God's plan is still working.
神的计划还是能够成功。
And even though your plan is not working,
虽然你的计划不顺利,
God's plan still is.
但是神的计划是一定行得通的。
And so we have to learn to trust him.
所以我们需要来信靠神。
Jeremiah 29:13-14 says this.
耶利米书29:13-14节这样说,
you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
你们若寻求我, 你们若专心寻求我，就必寻见耶和华说，我必被你们寻见。
God wants us to have faith and to trust him.
神要我们有信心，要信靠他。
So when God changes our plans,
当神改变我们的计划,
we should not pull back, but we should press in.
当神改变我们计划的时候，我们应该退后，我们应该继续的往前。
We should press into God.
我们继续的往前。
Has God changed your plans this year?
神有改变你的计划吗, 今年?
If God has changed your plans, then I encourage you to remember that he wants your attention.
如果神有在改变你的计划, 我要提醒你, 神要你的注意力。
And that God has a better plan.
神有更好的计划。
And that he wants you to trust him.
神要你信靠他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告吧。
Lord, we thank you for your plan.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们的计划。
We thank you that you have a better plan for us.
我们谢谢你，你有更好的计划。
We thank you that you change plans.
我们也感谢你，你是改变计划的神。
That you change our plans when they are bad plans.
我们谢谢你改变我们的计划，当我们的计划是不好的时候。
You change plans because you want to do something better with our lives.
我们谢谢你，你改变我们的计划，因为你要做更好的事。
So we ask that you would, that we would give you our attention.
我请求你帮助我们，给我们你的，给我们啊的注意力交给你。
That we try to understand your better plan.
所以我们能够更了解你更好的计划。
And that we try to trust you more.
我们会试着更信靠你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.